familiar? If your baby is going through another bout of bad diaper rash, then you need to give Dr. Mom Butt Balm a try. It was created by a mom who's also a doctor. When my kids were little, I remember using this thick, goopy cream to help soothe their sensitive skin. Ugh, it was so difficult to wipe off. Not with Dr. Mom Butt Balm. You only need a small amount, and it's really easy to apply and remove. It's also free of dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide, so it's gentle on your baby's delicate skin. Help your baby feel better and get relief from irritating diaper rash with Dr. Mom Butt Balm. Look for it on Amazon and Walmart.com.
Nursing rooms have now become a popular thing. More and more venues, public spaces, and businesses are recognizing the importance of accommodating moms who breastfeed and breast pump. Large locations usually designate a room or rooms, and some have even purchased outside options to accommodate moms. But what about small businesses? Today we are discussing how small businesses can help breastfeeding and pumping moms. We're the Boob Group.
I use a breast pump.
I hand express milk for my baby.
I exclusively breastfeed.
I use a nipple shield.
I breastfed after a C-section.
I use a milk bank.
I breastfeed in public whenever I feel like it.
I pump at work.
I breastfeed with a cover.
I breastfeed twins.
I give my baby bottles.
I made my own supplemental nursing system.
I supplement with formula.
I talk to my baby while I breastfeed.
I'm breastfeeding as a survivor of sexual abuse.
When I have extra milk, I share it with other moms.
We are equal.
We are
the Boob Group.
Welcome to the Boob Group. We're here to support all moms wanting to provide breast milk to their babies. I'm your host, Priyana Marin. I'm also the founder of the Moms Pump Here Nursing Locator app, which helps moms all over the world find great places to pump and breastfeed their babies. If you haven't yet, we encourage you to download the new Mommy Media Network app, which gives you easy access to all our episodes. You can also subscribe to our podcast through iTunes, so all our latest episodes download to your mobile device automatically. And if you're on iTunes, please leave us a review so other moms can learn about us. Let's meet the mamas joining our conversation today. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your family. So Chelsea, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Okay, hi. I'm Chelsea Vinay. I am a co-owner of The Molecule Project. We have a water filtration store in East Village in New York City. I'm a new mama myself. I have a six-month-old screaming daughter downstairs. Hopefully you can't hear her.
We can hear her a little bit.
We can hear her. Oh,
awesome. She wants to be part of the podcast.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, so it's been a pleasure to be here today.
Hi, I'm Faith Gunner, and I'm the owner and founder of Mama Gracie's Pregnancy Shop and Spa here in Princeton, Minnesota. And we have been open for 1 year, and we inspire natural pregnancies through our products and services.
Wonderful.
All right. And I'm Sunny. I'm producing today's show. And I can't really say that I'm a breastfeeding mom. I have been in the past. I have four kids. I breastfed all of them. My oldest is six. I have a four-year-old. And then I have twins that are three that are just now wrapping up their breastfeeding experience. And so it's a little bit bittersweet. I am actually still lactating. I'm going on 10, actually more than that now, probably 12 days without having any kind of stimulation, and I'm still lactating.
Oh my God.
I don't know what's going on with my body. I guess after you breastfeed for so long, your body's like, oh no, I think they're going to come back for more. No, we're going to keep making it. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
And I'm your host, Priya, and I have three children. My oldest is 14 and middle's 12. Youngest is 8. I breastfed all of them. My youngest, I breastfed him for 3 years. the other two were not so lucky, but you know, of course we breast pumped and supplemented for everybody. But I'm also owner of an app talking about today's topic that I'm also owner of an app that provides locations for moms to breastfeed and breast pump. So it's great that we're having this conversation because it's not just about, you know, big businesses creating spaces for breastfeeding and pumping moms. You know, small businesses can do it too. And I'm so glad to have you on to be part of this discussion. So thank you everybody for being part of our episode today.
Sound familiar? If your baby is going through another bout of bad diaper rash,
then you need to give Dr. Mom Butt Balm a try. It was created by a mom who's also a doctor. When my kids were little, I remember using this thick, goopy cream to help soothe their sensitive skin. Ugh, it was so difficult to wipe off. Not with Dr. Mom Butt Balm. You only need a small amount, and it's really easy to apply and remove. It's also free of dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide, so it's gentle on your baby's delicate skin. Help your baby feel better and get relief from irritating diaper rash with Dr. Mom Butt Balm. Look for it on Amazon and Walmart.com. Okay, so we are talking today, you know, about different locations where moms can breastfeed and feel comfortable breastfeeding and pumping for their babies when they're out and about. And so there's a news article dealing with the military. There was a couple mothers who happened to be officers on Malmstrom Air Force Base, and that's in Montana, if you don't know. And they had a couple different nursing rooms, I guess, originally, but they were kind of not so great. And so the moms, I believe, sent a letter to management or, you know, someone higher up to request better rooms. And the good news is that they were very, very receptive to this. And they actually ended up with 5 different breastfeeding rooms. It says here in the article that some of the rooms, they had to do some asbestos removal. I mean, you're not just talking about a coat of paint. You're talking about really kind of going in and making sure it's safe for moms. But yeah, definitely a coat of paint. Some rooms needed new carpeting. And I just love the idea that management was very receptive to this in an environment where it's predominantly men, right? And 5 rooms for one base. I don't know how big the base is, but that seems to be a lot. And I think that's fantastic. But yeah, moms just said that they needed some rooms and took action with this and got what they wanted out of it. And I think it's such an inspiring story. Priya, what do you think?
Well, I think it's pretty amazing. And you totally hit it on the head with it being a male-dominated field. I think it's a huge thing. You know, a lot of the armed forces and these bases have been pivoting a lot to accommodate moms over the last couple of years. It hasn't even been more than 5 years, I would say. But the last couple of years, they've just been opening up nursing room spaces or just providing a location for the moms on the base for them to go to breastfeed and breast pump, because they realize it's not just about the soldier, it's their families that they have to accommodate, which is an amazing thing that they're doing. And they've really taken a step forward. So I think this is fantastic. 5 rooms? Oh my God. Not even one. It's 5.
I know. Right? Faith, what do you think?
I think that this shows what values the armed forces has, and that they are promoting women to be able to be women, even though they are in the armed forces, and take care of families and the health of their babies. And I think it's fantastic.
I absolutely agree with Faith. What she just said is perfect. I mean, it's so important, the health of and well-being of your family. And I mean, she said it perfectly.
Thank you.
Yeah, I give, you know, really applaud. I'm assuming that their higher ups that approved this were men. So mm-hmm. maybe, who knows, like maybe, you know, their wives breastfed too, and they recognize the importance of it. I just love that the message is getting out there, though, and we're being more accommodating. So high five to this Air Force base. That's awesome. And hopefully we'll see more like it in the future.
Did you know that breast pumps are covered by most insurance plans? Edgepark works with more than 1,500 insurance plans to help moms order a new breast pump that is covered by insurance. And they offer some of the leading brands on the market. Place your order anytime during your pregnancy. Then Edgepark handles the paperwork and sends it to you with free shipping. Visit www.edgepark.com/Spotify to learn more.
So today we're discussing how small businesses can help breastfeeding and pumping moms. Both of our guests today are owners of small businesses, and I'm so glad both of you can be on. And we're in 2 parts of the country, both New York and Minnesota. So let's dive right in. How important was it for you to create a space for nursing moms? Faith, why don't you go ahead?
Well, the shop, Mama Gracie's Pregnancy Shop and Spa. But let me say thank you for inviting me onto this show. I love what Boop Group and what Moms Pump here is doing. But when I created the space, I was focused on pregnant moms, and I hadn't even thought, I laugh because I was so focused on my business plan about infertility and before pregnancy and during pregnancy that I have to admit that the breastfeeding was kind of an afterthought. But what happened was, is once mamas got in there, once they started having their babies, I saw that not only some private space was important, but also that we have a shop that public breastfeeding is okay, that I'm going to allow that, that it's okay. If you're comfortable sitting up in some chairs that we have and nursing your mom, that we're going to be okay with that.
So is there a place specifically in the store?
So it's a shop and a spa. So over on the spa is sort of where I would say you have your private space where you can go into a room, or there's also sort of a couch out in the lobby area. On the shop side, yes, it could be public, which we've had, but also there is the dressing room, or there are some chairs set up. But technically, if people want private, I have sent them over to the spa side. That's sort of where I've set it up to be quiet and sort of in that relaxation mode. The story that I like to tell, I don't know if this is the right place, but we had some moms coming to a meeting at the shop, and they walked in and told me they had just pumped out in the car. And and that they hadn't even thought about the fact that a shop could sort of support where they were at. And that was kind of an eye-opening thought to me. But also, our space is open to the public. So if people are down in Princeton shopping, we have a Walmart in town that they can stop in and nurse or pump at our shop.
That's awesome. And what about you, Chelsea? How important was it for you to create a space for nursing moms?
For me, it was actually something I never thought about until Pariah came in and introduced herself to my husband, Alex, who was in the store at the time. Immediately, I love the idea. I'm, you know, a new mom myself, and I personally, my journey with breastfeeding has been challenging from the beginning. And I never, you know, when I was pregnant, I thought it was going to be, you know, this wonderful, beautiful experience that me and my baby are going to bond and she's going to latch and everything's going to be all great and wonderful. But it never ended up being like that.
It never ends up the way you plan it to be.
And, you know, finding, and you know, we live in New York, and this is a wonderful place. I mean, it's legal to be topless here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm that kind of mama who fits in between. I've breastfed in public before. You know, this summer I was on a park bench. If she needed to eat, I was doing it. But the winter is coming. It's getting cold here already. And yeah. I really value, you know, my privacy for one, and for two, a warm, clean place to change my baby, feed my baby, even just, you know, have access to a clean bathroom. New York City is filled with, you know, every street you walk down, there's a small business. And, you know, I feel like having one myself is a wonderful key to young moms or working moms or any kind of mom for that matter to just come and use your facility. We personally, I would love to deck out our space, have plush rugs and dimmed lighting and, you know, the whole nine yards in there, but it's a work in progress, and I would love to, you know, keep working on it.
That's wonderful. So we're talking, so both of you have touched upon an important piece of this, and that's the need in your community. Faith, you had moms come into your store saying, hey, we pumped in the car. And then Chelsea, you know, you recognize that there's so many small businesses in your community, but what businesses are really providing, you know, accommodations to nursing moms? So let's talk a little bit about that. You know, what is the need in your communities? What kind of stories do you have from other businesses or moms in your area about nursing moms needing accommodations like this?
Well, this is Faith, and I will just say what I've heard from our moms, not only are the accommodations, which Priya, I don't know that they actually are understanding should be provided, but more I hear about some of the products that we have provided for nursing moms, like good bras and the ability to find someone to talk to, as Chelsea was talking about, on the challenges of breastfeeding, that there's sort of this it's just natural and it's just going to happen. And then you end up getting like clogged ducts or engorgement and all these issues. And unless you have a great, you know, healthcare provider, like where do you go? And so I hear from a lot of local moms. We have kind of a lot of teenage moms, and I think about they're just being able to have some mentors, but I mean some other moms that they can relate to. And also we really try to connect women in the community who can sort of help the new moms. And there are issues. I'm out in a small town in rural Minnesota, and there's issues out here that women don't get addressed because, or the services are down in the city, but they're not up here. And that's where the small business is able to be a hub for midwives and doulas and lactation consultants and really start to refer people at a broader level than I ever thought we could do. Just being our little shop.
Well, it's much more than a little shop, it sounds like.
Exactly. And then like you're talking about, Priya, asking us like, what are the moms saying? And I don't think that, just like the story of the women in the car, I don't think women understand that we should be providing this for them. We should be supporting them as small businesses, large businesses, workplaces. Can I just throw that in?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard a lot of women who have to give up nursing because of the lack of workplace support. And that just makes me sad. Anyway, yeah, that's what I would say.
That's another podcast.
Yeah.
And what about you, Chelsea? How has the need in your community changed your outlook and creating a space for moms there?
Well, Faith, we definitely could you open in New York, because we need more more places like yours.
I totally would love to go to New York.
It would be great. I mean, we do thankfully have a few places here in the city, but for me, with my mamas coming in, we sell water filtration systems. So most of our conversations, to be honest, are directed around health and well-being. Mm-hmm. And even moms who've come in not knowing we have a pumping and nursing station in the back come in to ask us about the benefits of clean water and how could I, you know, what could I do in my rental apartment that I could, you know, protect my family. And so for us, most of our conversations are about, you know, health. The second is, you know, we need more. When I tell them we have a nursing station in the back, they think it's absolutely wonderful, and we need more places like that. I mean, I would, you know, before your app, Priya, I don't know what I would have done without it. I mean, I've been using it since you introduced yourself to me, what, a month ago? And I was in Detroit recently visiting some family. I'm in the rental car. My daughter woke up from her nap 45 minutes early, screaming hungry. I immediately pulled over, used it, and went into the mall and found a nursing station in Novi, Michigan.
That's awesome. I love hearing stories like that. So you mentioned malls. So malls usually have some type of space, a family room or a nursing room for moms. And even the stores inside there might accommodate nursing moms. It goes back to the community. You know, mall is a community. The town that the mall sits in is a community. And your store is providing a service to the community that you sit in. And it's so important that we are able to accommodate more moms. If you think about it from a business standpoint, moms are like the second biggest marketing niche, right? So we have pets and then we have moms.
In that order.
So it only makes sense from a business standpoint to provide these services to moms. Because number one, you are providing the health benefit that you talked about to mamas. You know, you're providing that resource for them. But number two, it also helps your business by providing that space, because, you know, mom's going to be intrigued. Families, dads coming in and be like, oh, I didn't know this existed, you know?
Well, and that brings up a really good point. Actually, I was going to ask Chelsea and Faith, both of you guys, do you do any kind of marketing if people don't already know that you have this service at your store, especially Chelsea with you having a water filtration business? Not a lot of people may equate that to having a nursing room. So what do you guys do to let people know that you have this, short of telling people when they walk through the door?
Well, that is a great question. Me and my husband have been going back and forth about marketing for the last couple of weeks. We really need to figure out a way to get the message across to new to moms, to the families in general. And that's something we need to work on. We haven't really ironed out all the pieces of that yet, but we're working on it.
Well, I mean, because I know we've talked on the show, we've talked about like different headlines that have been in the news and, you know, floating around on the internet about businesses that simply have a sign on the outside of like the window. If you have like, you know, one of those kind of windows outside of your property, your business, that says breastfeeding moms welcome, or pumping moms welcome, or breastfeeding room available to the public, or something, you know, if you've got that window space. So, you know, I've definitely heard of that, especially for restaurants and stuff like that. Faith, have you done anything? I mean, your business is a little bit more, you know, welcoming, if you will, already to that type of, you know, brand new mom. But what have you done?
Well, until you sort of triggered me to think about this, I have done just promoting the Mom's Pump here and just letting people know that we are available. But what you've just told me is I'm going to put something on the window because we are right up from the library. And so it's a great opportunity to let people know, like, you don't have to come shop here to be able to have access to this space. And so thank you for that tip. I am going to go ahead and think about that. I guess it's something that you get so focused or in the weeds of some other logistics of your business that sometimes I don't think I've realized that that is such a fantastic idea to just put it on the window to really let women know who are driving by.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, all we have are your pamphlets in the front. I mean, I should definitely put a sign outside, even a banner for that matter.
Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll
definitely talk about that later. And you know, it's also important to reach out to local media. You know, you think about your local TV stations. Faith, we talked about this before, the local newspapers. You know, you have the Village Voice, Chelsea. You could definitely reach out to them and be like, hey, you know, we just opened up this new nursing space, you know, create a press release for it. And hopefully some of the local papers will pick it up, you know, and share the news with moms in the area. And also talking about, you know, going back to community again, you know, the businesses that are around you, even sharing with them or letting them know that, hey, we have a nursing room. If you have, it's not about just, you know, selling our services, you know, we'll help promote you too. You know, send the moms this way if they need to breast pump or breastfeed. And maybe we'll put a little pamphlet in our store or something about you, you know, about your business as well. So there is a level of collaboration you can do to help promote yourself. Okay, so what can small businesses do to accommodate nursing moms? Next up, let's talk about what steps you took and how much planning went behind the important change. We'll be right back.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about how small businesses can help breastfeeding and pumping moms. So let's talk about the planning process behind creating a nursing-friendly space. So Chelsea and Faith, when you decided, okay, this is what we're going to do, what did you first envision about your space? Or just did it just happen?
Well, like I mentioned previously, it's a pregnancy shop and a spa. And so the spa was already set up with some couches and sort of an atmosphere that is great for mamas of all before, during, and after pregnancy. But when I think about having nursing moms and when I think about that space, it's one that is comfortable, so great chairs, has an atmosphere that both the baby and the mama feel safe in, just with a table so that if the mom is pumping, that she's able to put that on the table, having access to a plug-in, you know, some logistics that allow the space to be functional, but also, I don't know why the word exclusive is coming to mind. Anyway, but where she feels good about herself and she can really relax and have, even though she's out and about and not at home, she can still have that sort of hospitality or feel welcome.
Yeah, I love that word, hospitality. That's true, because you're providing that type of service, right? You're welcoming in the mom and their babies and their family into the store. And you're providing that level of service beyond just, you know, selling whatever you have in the store or, you know, you have a spa. So the spa services that you have. But I love that word, using hospitality, you know, because that's what you're doing. You're providing that welcoming service to the moms. What about you, Chelsea?
For us, it just kind of happened, like you said. For me, it is important to have a space with warm energy, you know, a clean, dimly lit space. I like to feed my daughter in a nice dim light for some reason. She just stays more calm. She's focused. If lights are, there's a fluorescent light bulb above me, she's looking all over the place. You know, we all know how it is. So, warm energy outlets, an outlet to charge your phone, plug in your pump, a changing table is really important for us. I mean, I had a mini disaster the other day. Thankfully, I was only 3 blocks away from the store and, you know, I was able to duck in there and do the business and get out of there. You know what I mean?
Were you leaking? Is that what you
mean? Yes. Yes. And I didn't have, you know, when you leave the house in the morning, you always forget something. So having a space where, you know, we have breast pads if you need. We have, you know, extra wipes, diapers of all different sizes. Just providing those little things that you should be in your survival kit every day when you have a baby.
And privacy, right?
Yeah, and privacy, yes.
And privacy. Because you had to change when you got there.
Exactly.
You were leaking. So, yeah, definitely. So what kind of costs? So going back to the business aspect again, what kind of costs did you incur creating a nursing-friendly space?
For me, for us, not a lot at all. You know, we just bought some comfortable furniture. And we're working with a very small space. So it's not like we're decking it out with, you know, 3 couches and a plush rug and everything. It's very small. So for us, it was, the cost was barely anything. It's very doable.
What about you, Faith? Was there a big cost? I know you said you already had recliners in your store. Did you add anything?
Yeah. No. So I think the cost will, even with some of the tips that I'm hearing about what Chelsea just said, are nominal compared to what it's doing for the mom, for the whole experience is nominal for a business to invest in.
So your ROI is bigger than what you're putting into the space.
I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, like what we talked about before, you know, the marketing aspect is going to increase your, so now that we've plugged that like little seed in your minds, hopefully next time when we talk, you guys will have, could tell us more about your marketing plans. But it's, you know, the costs, usually that's what it comes down to for a business and the space. You know, if you're thinking about where you're going to put this. And Chelsea, you guys, walk us through this. You guys gutted a storage room. What'd you guys do with all that stuff?
Yes, we did. We totally gutted it. I mean, it was, I don't know if you've seen it before, but it was organized chaos back there. Thankfully, we have a basement space. We relocated a lot of our storage in the basement. And it was a great opportunity for us as well to organize and regroup and throw out what we didn't need and keep what we did. And
So overall for us, you know, we just started our nursing room, I mean, a month ago, I want to say. So it's a new aspect of our business. But so far, it was relatively easy transition, and it's been nothing but beneficial for our business.
That's awesome. And what about you, Faith?
Like I sort of said, this podcast, to be very transparent and honest, has given me new insight in some additional space in the shop and what we can do to really handle all of the mamas that are going to come in from the new marketing plan. So that will be to be continued about additional costs or investments that I make into the space that we have and being able to utilize it based on this conversation today. It's excellent.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So thinking about those new ideas that you had, what would you recommend to other small businesses that want to create a nursing room? What you've done based on what you've done already?
Well, a bathroom is not an option. Bathroom is not an option is my first
nope.
thing.
It is if it's separate.
Yes, it has to be outside of the bathroom. I like what Chelsea's saying in terms of the storage room. And I don't know why. Her talking about the storage room just made me think about some other space that I have on the main level. And I have a basement. And sort of how are we using that space? And how can we sort of build on what we already have started in terms of for nursing moms? But other small businesses, this is what I would say. I think it's already exists in your space. I think there's an opportunity for you to do it without a huge investment or knocking down walls or having to have an architect or any, you know, crazy high cost. I can just think of ways that it can be accommodated and allow your customers to feel welcome. And that's the piece, is a lot of women are nursing longer than 1 year or longer than 6 months. And so we're talking, as you guys have talked about, 3 years of nursing and having that opportunity, I think it's really worth all businesses really thinking through this space in their facility.
What about you, Chelsea? What would you recommend to businesses that want to create a nursing room?
I absolutely agree with Faith. A bathroom is a must. you need a bathroom and a sink. That is non-negotiable. But like she said as well, it doesn't take much, you know, like 150 square feet will do, you know, mm-hmm. as long as you fill it with, you know, the proper necessities. And also just listening to Faith talk just now, she's giving me ideas. I had a mom come in and she had two other children with her, and our space was pretty tight with her two kids back there with her. And, you know, I'm just brainstorming ideas of how would we fit a stroller, multiple children and a mama and a baby and a bathroom. You know, my brain is turning right now, but you know, it really doesn't take much. You don't need to build walls and put on doors. And we have a little curtain, you know, for privacy. And you know, like she said, it doesn't take very much.
Oh, I just want to clarify, I don't like that. I don't want the nursing room space to be in a bathroom. And I think that's where people default, is thinking that we'll just like put a chair in the bathroom. And I've read all these statistics on sort of the uncleanliness of bathrooms. Anyway, so I just wanted to clarify that piece. But but having access to a bathroom for a nursing mom and pregnant moms is very important.
Yeah. You know, one thing that I wanted to add too is there may be some people listening to this going, you know what, I just don't have the space, but I do want to help support breastfeeding and pumping moms. And I know we've been talking a lot about nursing room areas and whole, you know, rooms. But if you don't have that, like even having supplies available, you know, if you know that, you know, some of your clientele are going to be nursing moms and that is a real possibility. Like we were talking about like diapers and stuff like that. Like I will go to a grocery store to shop if I think that they are more accommodating or whatever the place is, right? If I think that they're more accommodating to moms. I mean, just this weekend, I know it's not related to nursing, but I had to take my twins to go get their haircut. And we went to a shop, and actually I didn't even know it at the time, but they totally catered to kids. Like, they got treats afterwards and all that. And I will go back because they're more accommodating to my family and my family's needs. And they didn't care that my kids were screaming their heads off, right? So I think this it's the same thing. Like, if you don't have a room, like we said earlier, you know, just saying outside, you know, that you're breastfeeding friendly or that you're, you know, friendly towards families and that there's a family area if you need to breastfeed or whatever. Having something on the outside and then having some supplies for mom on the inside if they ask. It can be that simple, and I think it can go a really long way, not just to help your business, but to help moms in general.
Couldn't agree more.
Mic drop.
Yeah. So thank you so much to everyone for being part of today's show and for sharing their experience. If you're a member of the Boo Group, then be sure to check out the bonus content for this episode where we'll discuss what the reaction has been for other businesses in your community.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
Okay, so we have a question from one of our listeners. This comes from Amber. She posted this on our Facebook page, and you guys are more than welcome to post questions for our experts. We have a lot of lactation consultants that come on the show, and they're waiting for your questions to answer them. And so this one, again, from Amber, and she says, I am a new mommy to a three-week-old. I'm trying to nurse, but I'm having difficulty. He was jaundiced and a little bit low on birth weight. He was 6 pounds, 7 ounces, and he actually got down to 5 pounds, 10 ounces at his lowest. We had to start supplementing with formula because of all this. I still nurse and give formula second, but it seems like he prefers the bottle now. I nurse for 20 to 30 minutes on one side per pediatrician recommendation and then give the bottle. Usually he eats an additional 1 to 3 ounces. How do I know if I'm making enough?
Hi, Amber. This is Michelle Stolberger, an IBCLC from the metropolitan DC area. Congratulations on your new baby. The easiest way to tell if you're making enough milk for your baby is to look at diaper output and weight gain. You could consider renting a scale or getting in touch with a local IBCLC to do weighted feeds. That will tell you approximately how much milk your baby is getting during a feeding session. Or you could slowly reduce the amount of supplement you're giving and see if the weight gain continues. These approaches all need to be supervised by an IBCLC or physician. Make sure that you watch your baby for signs of satisfaction at the end of a feeding, such as relaxed arms and hands and detaching by themselves from the breast at the end of a feeding. Good luck.
That wraps up our show for today. Thanks for listening to The Boo Group. Don't forget to check out our sister show, Preggy Pals for Expecting Parents, Newbies for Newly Postpartum Moms, Parent Savers for Moms and Dads with Toddlers, and Twin Talks for Parents of Multiples. This is The Boo Group, where moms know breasts.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating healthcare problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified healthcare provider.
How would you like to have your own show on the New Mommy Media Network? We're expanding our lineup and looking for great content. If you're a business or organization interested in learning more about our co-branded podcasts, visit our website at newmommymedia.com.
Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.